There are very few jobs in the military these days that are not, at some level, high-tech. But translating those military high-tech skills to the civilian world is not always easy. That's where IBM steps in. For our series Off the Base, WUSS Bobby O'Brien takes a look at IBM's 2017 Veterans Initiative, which kicked off in Tampa several weeks ago.
I got 85. Thank you. So excited I can breathe now.
Angela Covey sounds more like a teenager that just passed a college entrance exam than a U.S. Marine with 7 years of service. But after 4.5 days of intense training, she is now certified in IBM's i2 Notebook Analyst software that is broadly used in the industry to detect and track fraud.
It was so exciting once I figured that out. I'm like, this is limitless. This could be jobs for ever.
Covey drove all the way from Baton Rouge for the Tampa training that included about a dozen veterans. She was recently laid off from LSU, and 300 online job applications later, she still had not had one interview.
Even applying to USA jobs with a veteran's preference or state jobs, it wasn't hitting the mark. Nobody was saying, you know, I really want to talk to you about your experience in big picture and take the time. It was just checking a box. Well, IBM and Corporate America did.
IBM partnered with Corporate America Supports You. It's a nonprofit organization that matches veterans with careers in high-growth industries. Cassie handles job placements, and IBM Vice President Diane Melly says her company provides training, certification, and tracking software that matches veteran skills with open positions in high tech.
Jobs that are giving them gainful employment and putting them on a career path, not just a job. And that's why you kind of see it's a little tricky, the logistics, is that's why you see our training calendar all over the country. Because we don't want to train somebody in Virginia Beach and then say your job's in Pittsburgh.
And there will be an estimated 200,000 industry jobs in data analytics over the next 2 to 3 years, according to Tampa IBM executive Stuart Bean.
A lot of these are what we're referring to as new-collar jobs, because technology is moving so rapidly, we need to get people to hit the ground running and to be productive. And you just can't fill them unless you have people who are already disciplined, already trained, mature enough, give them the opportunity to exceed in the technology.
And the veterans are eager to learn. IBM trainer Megan McCollum saw it in the Tampa class when she asked the veterans to stay late.
I've never had a class so willing to just like, okay, that's what we're going to do. We're going to do it. And we were having fun and laughing and learning.
Humor is an essential tool for McCollum and her fellow trainer, John Saccone.
When they start making analytical or technical jokes about the software, we have them.
They make fun of us.
Yeah.
And that's the real key. When people are comfortable enough with you as the lead instructor to start making fun of you, you know that you've bonded with them.
Saccone says the analyst software can be used in a wide range of fields, from monitoring financial fraud and human trafficking to cybersecurity.
The one tool they definitely leave with is they've left with leverage and the ability to get their foot in doors places.
Veteran Steve Blackstone conducted investigations during his 21-year Air Force career, and he just completed an internship with the Pasco Sheriff's Office, where he says the IBM software could be a valuable tool for diving into data.
I'm not sure how much this class costs, but I've attended some forensic training, and at a seat for a week can easily be $4,000 to $5,000. You know, I kind of jumped at this opportunity, and I know, you know, the other folks in the class did too.
Blackstone calls data analytics a force multiplier, where more gets done with the same amount of effort. And it's his hope that goes for job placement as well. Bobby O'Brien, WUSF 89.7 News.
There's a link to the IBM Veterans Employment Accelerator at WUSFnews.org.